Reverend Eddie Thompson has ministered in Gina for 20 years. He's now pastor of the Sanctuary Family Worship Center, a mostly white congregation in a town that's about 85% white, 12% black. Reverend Thompson says the image of Gina has been grossly distorted.
Most people would be very uncomfortable with the concept that we've pretty much become a poster child for racism in America. We look at the television set and we see the way we're portrayed as a community and some of the facts that we understand not to be the actual facts of things that are going on, and we're being referred to, you know, as by some people as the most racist place in America. And, you know, if I saw the things that were being said in the national media, I might get on a bus and go march myself. But that's not our town. And I understand that the story has become a national story. And personally, I'm glad to be able to allow our town to be a stage that this little drama could be played out on. I think it's very important. And I think it's something I've in my history, my ministry, have tried to address in our community, the issue of race.
How do you address that?
Pretty much from the Word of God. As a minister, I preach the golden rule. And do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We have had prejudice and bigotry, but still, the problems that we have are not as bad as we're being portrayed. I mean, the people on the buses who are traveling here today, winding through America, destined for our little community, they pass through cities and boroughs and slums that have a lot worse racial problems than we have here. We do have issues, just like America does. But to paint us as a throwback to the 60s, Mississippi burning, it's just inaccurate.
Well, when the buses leave and the demonstrators pack up and go home, what does Gina do now? How do you try to change things, as you're talking about?
Well, America is going to have a lot more trouble than Gina will. We've already been in fellowship with some of our black pastors and some of the white pastors. In fact, last night before the protesters, we had a meeting at the First Baptist Church where Pentecostals and Baptists and Methodists and black and white ministers and churches met together. And we prayed for our community. And so I think there's hope, and I feel good about our prospects.
What about black people in the community who look at this and say it's pointing out something that they've known all along, and that's that there's an uneven system of justice and that blacks are on the losing end of that system?
Yeah, I believe that's probably a historical accuracy that most people would not deny. There's some white people in our community that would maybe, you know, have some differences with that. I've often said that in our community we have hotheads and we have knotheads, you know, just like everywhere else. But for the most part, you know, we understand the issues that America faces. And I do say America because I believe we've been offered up pretty much as a scapegoat for America's national sin. And as far as we can help this country maybe move forward with, maybe that's a good thing. Of course, our reputation's ruined forever. But hopefully, you know, what the enemy means for bad, the Lord could mean for good, and maybe the whole country can learn something from this. And I feel real confident that we will.
You think Gina's reputation is ruined forever?
I believe in some ways in the minds of many, especially in the minority community, where Jim Crow, I mean, you know, nooses, you know, you can imagine Bull Connor and all the different things, Selma of the past, Little Rock, and we're going to be painted with that brush. But hopefully some of the national media will follow up. There's two stories here. There's a story of the trials, and there's a story of this community. The story of the trials is the one that's driving the news right now. But this community, its story hasn't been told yet.
Reverend Thompson, you mentioned prayer going forward. Do you see anything else happening in the community now that gives you hope that things might change?
Yes, very much so. I believe that that what I saw Wednesday night, you know, what some people in their mind would have maybe even interpreted as the eve of the apocalypse. You know, it wasn't a hurricane coming out of the Gulf, and it wasn't a tornado coming from Texas. It was, you know, America was coming down with judgment upon us, you know. And so even in the face of that, we came together as a churches. And what we need is for people to listen to that 12%. If 12% of our family says they're having a problem, then we have a problem, and we need to open up. And we need to begin to listen to one another. And demonstrations have their place, but they're not to heal. Demonstrations, by their very nature, divide. But sometimes they bring a spotlight that allows a format for people to begin to speak. And that's what we're looking for in the future.
Well, Reverend Thompson, it's been good talking with you. Thanks very much.
Thank you, too.
That's Reverend Eddie Thompson, pastor of the Sanctuary Family Worship Center in Gina, Louisiana.